Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, President U.S. Grant's Memorial at the Iowa State Capitol, January 22, 2020. President U.S. Grant's Memorial at the Iowa State Capitol. On Saturday, August 8, 1885, the citizens of Iowa gathered on the east side of the Iowa State Capitol to honor the memory of President Ulysses S. Grant. Numerous cities and towns in Iowa and across the country arranged memorials on that day. Offices and businesses were closed, allowing citizens to honor the nation's 18th president who had passed away on January 23, 1885. The east steps of the Capitol were used during the memorial because the west steps of the Capitol were not yet completed. The Capitol was dedicated and the legislature moved in on January 17, 1884. The legislature did not convene in 1885. The executive offices would have been in the process of moving from the old brick Capitol into the new Capitol. The Iowa State Register, Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday, August 8, 1885. State offices will all be closed today, but the corridors of the new Capitol and probably the Senate and House chambers will be left open for the inspection of visitors. The drapings on the arsenal are extensive and most tastefully arranged. They are the first displayed in the city, being in place within an hour after receiving the news of Grant's death. All of the county offices will be closed today at 12 o'clock. To give the officials and clerks an opportunity to attend the memorial services of General Grant. They will not be opened again during the day. Iowa State Register, Des Moines, Iowa, Sunday, August 9, 1885. The exercises took place at the east front of the Capitol, and it proved to be the best place in the city for such a gathering. Under the direction of Captain Nichols, who did marvelously well with a small amount of money, the place had been prepared to accommodate thousands of people. The speaker stand, which was large enough for the accommodation of 25 or 30 persons, was built about 50 feet east from the foot of the east steps of the Capitol and facing the building. It was nicely but not elaborately draped. Kinsman's Post furnished a pedestal with drapings and flowers, on the top of which was an eagle. Crocker and Joe Hooker Posts assisted in the draping of the platform. Between the stand and the steps, and on the north and south of it, seats were arranged which easily accommodated from 6,000 to 8,000 people. The steps and these seats formed a magnificent amphitheater. Every seat was taken when President Conger called to order, and there were more people standing than sitting. It was estimated that 15,000 people were near enough the platform to hear the exercises, and certainly there were thousands who were on the streets, but either did not go to the east side or returned because they could not hear the speaking. The estimate that 25,000 people were in attendance is not an exaggeration. Thus, the people of Des Moines did honor to the memory of the man who they delighted to honor when living. It was a grand tribute to the great general and statesman, and Des Moines honored herself in thus honoring the name of General Grant. The vast crowd was not for a moment boisterous, nor was there a word or an act which was not in keeping with the solemn duties of the day. The vast sea of upturned faces was a grand sight. The throng was composed of men, women, and children, and every person present seemed to feel as though in the presence of death. They caught eagerly at each word spoken as though they would not lose one word uttered in praise of the man whose memory they had met to honor. It was a marvel that though the exercises continued for 2 hours, very few left until the close. The sky was clouded, and a cool breeze blowing from the north made it pleasant and very comfortable. The shade of the great Capitol building, of course, covered the audience. From first to last, the program was carried out as arranged, and everything was so appropriate that it was the delight, and it was little wonder that the crowd remained unmoved to the end. Not a speaker trespassed upon the time allotted him, and not a word was spoken which jarred upon the sensibilities of anyone. Chicago Tribune, Chicago, Illinois, Saturday, August 8, 1885. Today's memorial services. New York, August 7th. A number of churches throughout the country have signified their intention of tolling their bells when the funeral cortege leaves the city hall tomorrow, and again when it arrives at Riverside Park. In order that they may be promptly notified, the Western Union Telegraph Company has arranged to announce over the wires throughout the country the time of starting of the funeral procession from City Hall tomorrow morning and the final moment of deposit of the remains of General Grant in the tomb. Advices from the larger towns in this and neighboring states indicate a general tendency to suspend business and observe the day of General Grant's burial with more or less of a solemn ceremonial. In a number of them, the churches of the different denominations will join in union services. In Philadelphia, business will be generally suspended and a very large number are prepared to come to the city to witness the great pageant. The Pennsylvania Road alone is preparing to bring 50,000 persons. The bells upon Independence Hall and all public buildings will be tolled between the hours of 10 and 12 o'clock in the morning. From Baltimore, word is received that several thousand persons will come to this city tomorrow. All the trains are running full, and some of them are divided into sections to accommodate the throngs. Business will be almost entirely suspended, and many of the churches will hold memorial service. Route of the funeral procession in New York. The accompanying map of the upper part of New York City will give a clear idea of the route of the Grant funeral pageant today. The line of march is from the City Hall up Broadway to 14th Street, through 14th Street to 5th Avenue, thence to 57th Street to the Boulevard, to 72nd Street to Riverside Drive, and thence to the temporary tomb in Riverside Park. The map below begins at 14th Street, the rest of the route being in familiar territory. It represents a march of about 7.5 miles, but if the weather is warm, it is not expected that the entire procession will cover the full route. The present intention is to allow organizations which desire to do so to fall out on reaching 57th Street and 5th Avenue.